Oh, in Jesus and in that name we come so boldly and gladly. Oh, we love him so because he first loved us. Lord, thank you that we see it. Lord God, it's so wonderful. Oh, hallelujah, we're called beloved. Lord, we're accepted, God, invited, oh, and longed for the fellowship, God. Thank you, Lord, how you adore us, God. Thank you all because of the blood of your Son. Lord, may we just magnify him today. May that love, God, just be shed more abroad on our heart this morning. Lord, thank you that we do have the privilege and, Lord, the grace to speak the truth in love. God, it's our life. And, Lord, help us to awake to it. God, help us not to be wasting our time, Lord. Help us to redeem the time, to tend upon you without distraction. Lord, how just that mind that stayed upon you. And Lord, again, captivate every thought this morning. It says that you keep us in that peace, Lord. And it's perfect peace. It's the peace that passes all understanding. And we rest in that, God. Oh, Lord, it's a very confusing time out there. God, this is, it's chaos broken loose. But God, and Lord, we know that you're for us. And if you be for us, who could be against us? And Lord, we know that you're the Lord thy God that healeth all our diseases. And Lord, we know again that you are faithful and true. And Lord, as we come today, God, help us to grow more in that word of your grace. Lord, because that's it. It's the only thing that will build us up and give us an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. Lord, thank you for the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. Lord, thank you again. Now are we the sons of God. Lord, I stand up and I say, thank you, Father. Oh, for the blood of the Lamb. And Lord, may my eyes and our eyes always be affixed on the blood on that mercy seat. And may my vision never be moved. Thank you again for this promise. Thank you again for your great grace. Lord, we commit this to you. Ignite us, Lord God, with the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks be to God. Let's go over to Ephesians 3 this morning. I'm going to read some precious stuff. Can you imagine much more of the much the more? The much the more, and by his grace no turning back. Hallelujah. But in Ephesians chapter 3, we'll begin reading in verse 8. This is Brother Paul proclaiming that great love wherewith we are loved. And thanking him again today for that. But it says here in verse 8 of the third chapter, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles. And know this, as he says, among the Gentiles, these are saved ones. These are saved Gentiles. I thank God that even Brother Schofield, in his note at the very bottom, if you have a Schofield Bible, he makes note of this, that the Gentiles were to be saved. That was no mystery. Thanks be to God for that revelation. There's something more here. Again, that I may preach unto the Christians is what he's even saying here. The unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Now go over to Colossians with me, and we're going to read the same announcement and even more glory. Chapter 1, verse 25, Paul speaking again. Wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God. And see that word dispensation? That's that overseer, the domestic of the house. Paul was that chosen vessel unto the Lord, the chief of sinner. But you know what? I'm going to bring something through this sweet vessel. You watch me do it. It's going to magnify my grace, which is given to me for you, to fulfill or complete the word of God, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. So see now, even the ones, again, speaking again to the children of God, ones that are saved, there's something more to see. It's right there. It's made manifest. To whom God, what is it? Would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the saved Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise be to God. Wonderful stuff. What? Double portion, triple portion, a hundredfold. Oh my goodness, the much, the more that awaits us here. But I want you to go back to Ephesians, and in chapter 3, what the Lord so struck me with this week, less than the least. Less than the least there in verse 8 of the third chapter. That means the lowest of the low. And brothers and sisters, God help us to have us really understand this is essential to our lives. This is vital. This is something that cannot be missed. Always knowing that the only thing we ever deserved was death. Know it. The only thing you ever deserved was death. But God, who is rich in mercy and his great love wherewith we are loved, he gave us Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, the great grace. And see, this is what's right before our eyes this morning. We must. If we are ever to be as Paul and love his appearing. That's so important. So vital. If we are to really be the ones that love his appearing, we must also be in spirit as the less of the least. Oh, the less of the least, or we will never receive the abundance of grace that's really awaiting for us to go on. You see, this is the key with everything with God. Grace. We know this. We speak of this. But again, God, help me to understand it even more. It is grace. And all throughout the Word, he has shown us, I choose the lowly. I choose the despised. I choose the David, the runt of the litter. Amen? I choose Moses, the stutterer. I choose Rahab, the prostitute. I choose Esther, the orphan. And on and on and on and on. And I appreciated the one who we're reading today, and he's so thrilled in it. Paul said he chose me, the chief of sinner, the less of the least, the lowest of the low. But brothers and sisters, really what is coming at us today is the reason why he does this is because, see, it's in that it's got to be his grace. See, it's all his grace. His grace is going to be magnified. See, they looked at Samson and they could not figure out the strength in that brother. He did not look, like Mr. America, like someone to think. Or they would have thought, wow, it's in his muscles. I am confident that was a skinny, scrawny little man. But when he was running around with that gait of many tons, when he took the jawbone of an ass and he went through that troop and just slayed them all, it had to be the grace of God that was with him. Amen? You see what he's looking for? He said, there's not many mighty, not many wise that are going to see that kingdom of God. They're not going to enter into that. Because they're going to be confident in their strength, in their ability, in their doing. Now this has nothing to do, let me tell you something, with your income status or your status in the job world. Nothing. God may cause you to be a Joseph, second in command of everything. But let me tell you something, that sweet brother always knew too, just as Paul, I'm less than the least. He knew it was the grace of God that was with him. And whether it was that precious widow and her mite, she knew it was the grace of God that was with her too. See, brothers and sisters, this is a state of heart. This is understanding who we are in Christ. And but for the grace of God, hallelujah, there go I. See, God is looking for vessels that will let me perform only my grace. and how that grace, praise be to God, performs everything in our life. The word of the Lord tells us, and I can hear him speak this, honey, let me tell you something, the only way you're going to grow is in my grace. The only way you're going to get knowledge is in my grace. And the only knowledge I ever want you to have is my grace. And that's the truth. See, this is the grace of God. This is the word of his grace. Do you understand that? Do we really get this, brothers and sisters? This is everything. And this is what he wants to build us up in, because this is the only thing that's going to build us up from glory to glory into his image. And he tells us so clearly, so simply in the word of God, I give grace to who? To the ones that did the most work? Did the ones that showed themselves to be the most pious? The ones that everybody else, oh man, that guy's got it all going on. No, I give grace to the humble. And I see the proud afar off. Amen? I'm speaking to ones that by God's grace, you have been given eyes enlightened with great understanding. You have. If you're going after Paul's gospel, let me tell you something, you got something. Kings, ones that by God's grace know that there is a calling of ruling and reigning jointly together with Jesus Christ, to be glorified together with him. But I want to make this really clear. You will never apprehend that unless you realize, oh my goodness, it was all because I'm the less of the least. That's the grace that's given. That's the only way you'll ever take it. You ever think that you deserve that grace? You haven't apprehended it. Yeah, you won't. Oh, I've showed up at church all the time. That's why I get all the grace. Mm-mm. It just, the reason you show up at church all the time is because of the grace of God. Grace of God woos your heart and you understand, you know what, I need this. I need this. Not just for my social function. No, 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 no. Because I love his appearing. We're going to get more to that in a minute. But that's what draws you in loving his appearing. I'm seeing his appearing today all over this place. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. How mighty he is. Now, brothers and sisters, we listen to this word. And here and why he tells us the grace is given. Very clearly, he says, so that we would know the unsearchable riches of Christ. See, there were things that couldn't be comprehended. There are things, as it says here, that were a mystery, that couldn't be understood. But now, because of this great grace, this age that we live in, we now can understand and know this thing that was hidden, this mystery that they could not understand. Now it can be known, the unsearchable riches of Christ. And that's just the beyond things, the things that were hidden. As it says so wonderfully in Corinthians, eye has not seen, nor ear is heard, nor has entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for them that love him. Now that's how it always was. And it is for many if you stop there. Because it doesn't end there, does it? It says, but by my Spirit, yea, the deep things of God. Do you realize the time that we live in? No, really, do you really realize it? See, just think, I think back about the children that were enslaved in Egypt. There they were for 400 years. Now, God had given them a promise. I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to raise up one, you know, that stutterer guy that has no confidence. This is, Lord, how can I address the Pharaoh? I can't talk right. Can you imagine, God? I've prepared you, but I'm not going to argue. I got a place for Aaron, too. He's going to be your mouthpiece. But you think how mighty that was. And there they sat in all that unbelief for years and years. And they'd probably even forgot about what God had promised what he was going to do. And then he started sending them plagues in, didn't he? And I'm confident they didn't even get it when the plagues came in. Oh, my goodness, what is he going to do to us? Oh, I've delivered you, knuckleheads. Slow to believe. Boy, those ones that were quick to believe, I'm sure there were a few. Moses, praise be to God, he knew it was going down. Can you imagine the excitement to see the mighty hand of God and the things that were going forth? And you'd see the locusts come in, you'd see the lice come in, you'd see the water turn to blood and all of those things. And my goodness, you'd all get around and say, oh man, this is our God, he's doing it. You know what he's doing right now? Do you know that the things he was doing there aren't even worthy to be compared with the things he's doing now? Do you really know this, brothers and sisters? Is this your joy unspeakable and full of glory? Do you realize that he is getting ready a people for his name's sake, also known as the bride of the Lamb, hallelujah, his very wife? He's making her ready. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's many that are just sleeping right through it. But there's a few that were, as sister sang, alive and remain. Hmm? Are you quickened today? Huh? Is that your song, little birds? I'm expecting him today? Oh, my. See, you think about how Paul, he emphasized to Timothy in that farewell to him there in 2 Timothy 4. He said, you know what, brother, the only requirement, he's speaking to us too, because he said to all them also, he said the only requirement to be in that company with me, again, all by the grace of God. I've won him. I've finished this. Grace did it all. But the only requirement is to love his appearing. And then you know what, honey? There is an exalted rank of righteousness awaiting you. An exalted reward. Yes, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Huh? Oh, in the ages have come, ages to come, the exceeding riches of his grace. Huh? I want that. I want that because he told me, he said, honey, that's for you. And that's for everybody. That's why I just sit there and I go, oh my goodness, Lord, you're so good. You're so loving. You're so amazing. You want this for all men. Sure you do. Because he's not a respecter of man. He's not. He said, I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. He wants us all to know this. It's just so divine how his love is so tremendous. But see, brothers and sisters, I know we rejoice. And I talk to people about the appearing of the Lord. Man, they rejoice. Oh, man, I rejoice in the appearing of the Lord in the air. Huh? Well, just a minute ago, I said, what about rejoicing in the appearing of the Lord in the saints? Yeah, but brother, we're in the NFL season now. You know I love sports. Now, come on. Back off. See, I got you awake. He did. But see, we can get occupied with lots of different things, can't we? Huh? Things that are, they're okay. Come on now. But when they start to become our distraction, our idols. Hmm? See, we're from the good acceptable, we're on to the perfect will of God, aren't we? Come on now. To be filled with all the fullness of God. We've got a calling of exceeding abundantly above all, I think, or I ask. It's so awesome. Now, this is what it is. But see, brothers and sisters, we know and have rejoiced that we do love the Lord's appearing in the saints. That's another evidence of it. But really what he's getting at in this verse, and it just hit me so sweetly, loving his appearing in me. Loving his appearing in me. More than anything. See, we're getting to the point where Brother Paul said that I be found in him, having only his righteousness, not anything of me, but all of him. See, this is grace time, isn't it? See, that's all the Father's going to be pleased in. That's the only thing that's Christ, because that's grace. Amen? Yeah, it's either of works, or it's going to be of that wonderful grace that gives me the faith to believe. Amen? See, it's either wood, hay, and stubble, or it's gold, silver, and precious stone. And one is enduring, and one, praise God, is going to build a city descending from heaven, having the glory of God. And the other is just going to burn. Oh, they're going to be saved from the fire, all right. You know it. Praise the Lord for His faithfulness. But oh, the wasted life. Oh, the things in my flesh that I thought were so grand. And see, we're studying this even in Titus. See, when you go after the flesh, it's going to break one of two ways. You're either going to become legal, self-righteous, that's stinky. You're going to become bitter. You're going to become judgmental. And you're not going to have any joy, and you're not going to have any life. And you know it. Or you can break the other way flesh does. Let's be carnal. Anything goes. We get together and we preach nothing. Is our fellowship in the gospel of Christ? Do we want to go about the word of God? Or did you want to come here today and talk politics? Don't get into that stuff. Don't get in your fellowship groups, call them fellowship, and all it became was gossip. Don't do that. Occupy at His feet. Amen? He'll cause you to will and to do of His good pleasure. Sure, there was a heart of a Martha in that Mary. But let me tell you something, it better all start from the Mary. Because if you try to approach it from the Martha, you never get to His feet and just sit. You won't. You'll never work your way to there. You surrender. You do, don't you? When you finally just get over yourself and you quit of yourself and you stop, you say, Lord, I got to just lay down these weights, every one of them. Every one of them. Oh, you're a precious bunch. He loves you so. He just wants this fellowship from you. Do you realize that? That's all He so desires. Oh, to praise Him for His grace. Now you see, so many stop at the less than the least. They see that, but then they stop there. You know what I'm saying? They don't go on to take in that grace. Is this grace given? And grow. They just stop right there at the less of the least. I think of so many brothers and sisters that saved so miraculously from this world. Brother Hill used to talk of them, and fondly, but sadly at the same time. They have such a tremendous testimony. I was saved from drugs. I was saved from the gangs. I was brought out of this and that. I was in this godless religion, and Jesus saved me. But that's the testimony that never changes. And that's all they can speak of over and over and over. Now that's a mighty testimony. But brothers and sisters, it falls so short. See, Paul, as he always went through these things, he recognized it. Oh, wretched man that I am, all of those things. Boom! And he was off to grace. He wasn't stuck in that. It wasn't. I recognize, and I'm so thankful for those tents of Kedar. It's awesome, and I've always got to realize that in my life. I know that. But brothers and sisters, I'm not dwelling in the man I was. I recognize that man, and I say, oh, thankful to God that there's a big was over that. And now, here I am occupied by His grace. Yes, in a state of the man I am, but you know what? I'm not focused there either. Oh, thanks be to God for what He's done. But I'm forgetting those things which are behind. Oh my, I'm reaching, I'm pressing. I see a man that I hope to be. Paul says, I glory only in that man. And see, that's it, brothers and sisters, off and running. That's the grace of God. See, He says from glory to glory into His image. Yes, Lord, I'm thankful. I want to take up all the glory and the glory that you got me in. But I understand, I don't want to just be stationed in this glory. You've got more. He said, walk throughout all the land. I don't need just where the fruit trees are and all of that. My goodness, I own the whole thing. Hey, deserts can be awfully beautiful. They really can. Valleys, I'm telling you, they can be so dark. You ever get down to Gunnison and get down into that thing? Mighty. Oh, but I can't see a thing down here. Well, look up. Yeah. Come on. Oh, what he's got for us, brothers and sisters. It's so, so wonderful. You think about these ones like the likes of David. He was the runt of the litter. What happens if he just got up there and, you want me to be king? No, you want me to be king? Pfft, I'll take that. I always remember talking to the kids this way. I said, okay, here you go. Now, Dad's going to get you a new car. And we can have, and no offense, thanks be to God for any car I have. But you know what? If he's going to offer you a beat-up 1972 Chevy, and let's say he's got a Porsche Lamborghini over here, and he's got the key in each hand, take it. Just take it. He's giving it to you. He's giving you his very best. Don't try. Oh, well, I'm okay with that. Get over yourself. He's going to be more pleased with you to take the best. I always remember when I was a little kid, my dad had a business associate, and he thought he could trick me, and I don't remember how old I was. But he said, oh, John, watch this. We'll see what your son will do. And I was just a little guy. He had a $1 bill and a $100 bill. And he was going to finish the sentence of which one I wanted, and they were held out there. Bam, I had that $100 in my hand. Now, some people will joke about that, knowing my life, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm thankful to God he was speaking to me then. He's offering me the best I wanted. I got an insatiable appetite for it because of the grace of God. I got something that was given to Brother Paul too. It's wonderful. If by any means I might attain unto that one, I don't want the second one or the third one. I want that first trumpet rapture because that's all God is calling for us to have right now, brothers and sisters. He's telling us to awake. He says, you're children of the light. He said, you don't need to be sleeping through this thing. You're not like them that live in darkness. Quit acting like it. You're children of the King. Now grow up in it, little lords of all. Amen. Aren't you tired of walking around like a servant? Oh my gosh, this is a big place. I wonder whose it is. It's yours, knucklehead. Walk through it. It's so wonderful. Enjoy the promises of God right now. It is so marvelous. Oh, we live. It's you know, we breathe faith. It's like living on 10% of the capacity of your lungs. Just breathe real short. I got big lungs. Amen. It is so simple. Praise the Lord. But you see, again, Paul, what he does is he moves immediately on and on and on and on. It's that grace upon grace upon grace upon grace that he just saw and he knew that was dwelling there. And he said, Lord, I'm going to take that because I know there's an encouragement to my life. And it's to yours too, that I may preach unto those saved ones. Oh, my goodness, the exceeding riches of Christ. We're talking about a message, brothers and sisters, that the Word of God says that we take that grace, we will grow up into Him in all things. Amen? We're talking about we take that grace and we'll even grow up into His bride. Yes, that's how beautifully simple this is. That's how wonderful this grace message is. See, we're talking about, and again, I'll close it up with this, but we need to really make this known. See, those wonderful Old Testament worthies of faith. I mean, I rejoice in my brothers and sisters. I'm talking about the Moses and the David and the Elisha and the Elijah and all of these different ones. These were things that they could not comprehend. I tell people these things because they don't search the scriptures to see that these are so. Brother, I've never heard things like that. You're comparing something. No, I'm not comparing anything. I'm just giving you the Word of God. What did we just read? The generations could not look into this. I take it throughout the Word of God, and it says that the sons of men, it was hidden from them. The angels wanted to look into this. You have been privileged, not punished, to be living in this time. You are privileged to live in this time. We are so privileged to live in a time that our world is bankrupt. We are. Think of how gracious God is to you. You're not looking. You can't look to that. You're fooling yourself. It's unfixable. And that's not being pessimistic. That is so optimistic. It's so incredible because it's exactly what the Word of God says. They will throw the money in the streets. And that's gold and silver, by the way, all of the ones that say, yeah, but I'm getting precious metal. They pave the streets up there with that stuff. Don't try to twist things because I'm smarter. No, he's the one. And it's broke. It is unfixable, and it's precious that we live in this time that, you know, our dependence is upon him. We don't put our confidence in uncertain riches because we know that those uncertain riches, they're not just uncertain. They're not there. I'm finding that out more and more. I'm so grateful to God. I'm not here to give you that explanation, except trust God. Just trust God. See, he's given us the better thing. That's the beautiful part of this. He even said, without us, those Old Testament worthies, they cannot be made perfect. This was a mystery that was hidden but was given to Paul. Yea, the deep things of God to reveal to us and to know by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Yes, by his Spirit to know these things. And brothers and sisters, it's so simple because, see, again, it is his will. I remember sitting in this meeting for many years and kind of wondering and saying, Lord, I've heard this, but I really don't understand it. And then grace broke through. That this was God's desire, that this was his work. And if I would let go and step back from this and quit trying to make something happen instead of let God do it. And it came. And how beautifully it did come. And thankful to God how simply the grace of God has led me into all truth. And praise God, what a right it is. It's the right of a lifetime. It is. It's just like Rebecca when she jumped up on that camel. She took off, didn't she? And see, the beautiful thing, it's a one-stop journey. If you'll stay with it, and I love it, if you just stay with it, all by the grace of God, you'll wind up in one place in the arms of a bridegroom. And that's the truth. Oh, it's the truth. Come on, good soldiers. Can we endure hardness for just a little while? You think so? Do you know the Bible says it's not even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in you? Come on now. See, I believe I am speaking to the lowest of the lows today. I love preaching to them. Oh, yes, because they're the ones that are in the perfect place. The perfect place to apprehend the grace of God, to win it all, to be the few. And it is. The Word of God tells us that. It's a rib portion. It's a little tiny portion of the body. And it's not something for me to feel special about. It's just that his grace is so special. That I could please him like that. That I could please him so much that someday he said, honey, if you'll take all of it, I will make known to them that I have loved thee. That I have loved thee. And I just thank God that, Lord, you've got it ready. Into the midst of the throne. Glorified together with him. Can you imagine of that wedding? Oh, we've seen quite a few weddings, haven't we? I've seen ones of the queens, princes, all these things. I think one of the most sweetest ones I ever saw was when I saw this little bride running down here, just jumping up and down as she got here. People would look at that and they'd say, oh, why would she act like that? Because she's excited to be with her bridegroom. She ran down here. Come on. He's calling you, isn't he? Set your affections on him. Okay? Praise the Lord. He's shown you. And I believe it. You wouldn't be here today. You know that by his grace you are less than the least. You know that you're dead in your trespasses and sin, but God. Amen? Now that great grace is given to you. Take it. Take it and nothing else. Just like little Esther, she didn't know a thing. Take only what he gives you, honey. And if you'll do just that, you'll win the heart of the king. Oh, all those beautiful women will go before him. Oh, there's many daughters that have done virtuously. There's many virgins, but there's a chaste one. And honey, if you take just this one thing, he's ravished. You'll glance at him with one bat of an eye and you'll melt him. He'll start to speak. It's all yours. Do you know your Lord like that? I pray you do. If you don't, you've missed it. You've missed the best part. And not in looking down and saying this. No, it's come on, you're my brother and sister in the Lord. This is our family. I want us to partake. I want to partake. Not that I've apprehended, but I want to apprehend that. It's apprehended me. And may we partake at that feast, at that wedding feast. Amen? Let's pray. Father, thank you again. So appreciate how, again, you continue just to woo us so sweetly. Lord, you're patient. God, you've given us even more time to wake up. And Lord, let it be today. And God, ones that have been awake and are awake, if you really are, you're even more thankful today that you're awake, that you're alive to this, that, Lord, we rejoice in this precious, it's the most precious of proposals there could ever be. I want you. I'm adored. I'm smitten. As you said, favorites, Lord God. You know, and I'm thankful that I understand what that means. The ones that have just apprehended grace. And Lord, it's there for every single child of God. And Lord, help us to wake up to it. Help us to not to miss the best part. We thank you for this. We praise you for it. We know that it's your work. And Lord, again, may we just rise up. Rise up, looking and loving your appearing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.